You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, very well, thank you. The sun's shining, so very happy girl today.
Yes, it is nice to see the sun. We've definitely deserved a little bit of that. Let's start with talking about FIFA. The football has ended now. It was a pretty exciting last couple of games, and it's been pretty great for Tamaki Makaurau. What are the numbers looking like in terms of visitors we've had?
Fantastic. Yeah, it was just so fantastic, and I think we should really congratulate us all for buying into such a fantastic event for Auckland, and congratulations, of course, to Spain for winning the World Cup. Man, well, wasn't that a fantastic final match? But they were all great. I mean, we've had 9 matches at Eden Park, 350,000 fans through the gates, 14 teams, 27 days, 63,000 international fans. I mean, that's great for Auckland, isn't it?
That is. That's fantastic.
Heaps of broken records for crowd numbers, and that's bigger than any men's football as well. I think we had a capacity crowd of over, 43,000, I think, in the final 3 matches at Eden Park. So it's just been fantastic. But I really would like to give a bit of a shout-out, if I can, Rachel, to the many volunteers that have helped make the FIFA 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup so fantastic. There's over 630 of them, I think 635. And look, they've done everything, you know, from directing people into Eden Park, showing them where to go. My daughter was one of the volunteers in Wellington. I mean, it's just made it so good for everybody, and they've been to every single match, and they've just done an amazing job. So thanks to our wonderful volunteers.
It's been a lovely thing to see the way communities have really got behind a sport that is not necessarily super entrenched in New Zealand's culture either. Is it something that you're hoping?
It is now, exactly.
Is it something that you're hoping we can, you know, start to see a bit more of this type of international action back in Tamaki Makaurau now that we're kind of on the other side of the worst bits of COVID?
Yeah, look, I'd like to think so. I mean, this has been history. And, you know, we have 40% of people who live in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, born overseas, you know, born in another country. And I think having all these multicultural matches, you know, from different countries has given everybody a chance to celebrate maybe their home country, maybe just a country that they've been to and fallen in love with. I don't know. It's put Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, in fact, Aotearoa, New Zealand, on the world stage. We've had huge, you know, television rights. It's just been fantastic. And yes, I agree with you. Roll on many, many more of this kind of stuff. It's great for our country, great for our region, and it's just great for people's psyche, I think. You know,
yeah, I think so. Exciting. Yeah, it's nice to see something that, you know, reopens us up a little bit more. Let's go from football to bins, a bit of a change in tone there, but new bins, people will have noticed, probably appearing at their houses at the moment, little green bins. Now, what is the use for these? Obviously, they're food scraps, but how do they differ from perhaps your home compost setup? And also, what is the deal with them? Are they being picked up by the council? How does it work, Desley?
Look, yeah, this is a really tangible way for Tamaki Makaurau to make a contribution to reduce carbon emissions, greenhouse gases and stuff. When we, you know, landfill is a limited resource, and, you know, every year we send more than a sort of 1.6 million tonnes of waste to landfill. It's more than a tonne a person. Mm-hmm. And the food scraps make up 45% of that waste of rubbish going to landfill. So the food scraps themselves in landfill, they produce obviously carbon dioxide and methane, which are harmful greenhouse gases. And what we're doing with our little green bins is ensuring that the diversion from that landfill occurs, which is the equivalent of taking about 10,000 medium-sized cars off the road. So it's really worthwhile doing.
And
people say, oh, look, you know, why do I need it, you know, if I've got a compost and stuff? Well, look, that's true, but at the end of the day, I actually tried an opt-in, opt-out system, but, it isn't. Compulsory now. It goes out every week, and it just needs to be part of a new way of life.
Yeah.
And people who have it love it.
Yeah, and so what I was going to ask, Desley, is where does it go? So if it's not going into landfill and it's not going into your home compost, where is the food scrap rubbish actually going?
Look, it's going down to a plant in Reparoa, which is a sort of an eco processing plant down in Reparoa by Rotorua. And people say, you know, why are you sending it all the way down there? But look, it's because actually the plant is, and it services a number of cities. But the way we send it down, it was taken out to Papakura first and then all put together and taken down there by truck. But the trucks that are used to go down there are empty trucks. We've got quite a good system. Trucks bring aggregate up from down that way to Auckland. Yep. And then what we do, instead of sending those trucks back empty to pick up more aggregate to put it back, the food scraps are put together and put in these trucks. So, you know, it's use of that journey.
Totally. And but what's actually happening with the food scraps is also what I'm getting at as well, Desley. Because are they just being put in the ground in Reparoa, or are they being processed there? What's the end goal this stuff?
So it's a biogas plant, so it's converted into renewable energy and also into liquid fertilizer, which will be used on farmland and used to create more good food for us. So it's a bit of a circular economy.
Fantastic. You know? That's good to hear. So every week you're popping your bins out, and I think there's a leaflet that comes with it that tells you what you can put in it, but it's pretty much everything edible. Is that right?
That's right. It's great. It comes in and it's got two collection bits in it. It's got the bin itself and inside the little caddy, and you put the caddy on in the kitchen and you put all your food scraps in there. You take the little empty caddy and put it back out with the red bin every single week. But yeah, everything in there. It's just great. It takes all your food scraps. It's really great.
Awesome.
I mean, a lot of people were, you know, feel a bit dodgy about it, but actually, it is good. It's great.
It's definitely good to see.
To put that little lid, lock that lid in place when you put it out, though. Keep it tightly closed.
Totally. It's good to see, certainly, big diversion from landfill.